Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this is one of these stories I have absolutely zero patience for. Why should not bicyclists be required to follow the same rules of the road that pedestrians and motorists follow?
Well, to hear the Berkeley City Council tell it, it's because we're trying to encourage people to ride bicycles. We're not trying to dissuade them. And so they are in some ways a protected class. They're smaller. They're not a car. Now, this all started, interestingly enough, when the Berkeley Police Department got a $250,000 grant to go out there and, quote, promote good behavior on the roadways. And that's what they did. They went out there and they started ticketing. Now, you can say that's not promoting. That's actually penalizing bad behavior. But that's a different discussion.
Yeah, that's a different day.
But they went out there and they started ticketing. Now, they ticketed cars. They ticketed 145 after, you know, in the same time period. But they did 55 pullovers of bicycles, and 36 of those got citations. Now, what made it unusual was it was the first time a city in the Bay Area that I can recall of any size actually started handing out tickets to bicyclists. They've always been hands-off. Even now, other cities say, we're not going to criminalize bicycles. I mean, the language here gets it. But the bicyclists, up till now, bicyclists basically got a pass.
I have been riding for years. And for a long time, one thing we always knew was don't run a stop sign or even come close in the Presidio, because you were going to get nailed by the park police. And that was a no-fooling deal. At San Francisco. Since then, man, I'm telling you, you know, in general, and I ride in the East Bay a lot, it's just open season. Do whatever you want, just don't get hit.
Right, exactly. Now, some of these bicycles are saying, well, we come up to the stop sign and we look both directions and it's clear and we go.
There's an argument there, too, right? I mean, if there's nobody around and you say you've got your momentum on the bike going, there's a difference between slowing down and looking around and blowing through.
Thank you. It used to be called the California stop. And I have a $298 ticket a few years ago for having done that.
Yeah.
Now, these tickets can be expensive. Don't kid yourself. You start out with like $298, and by the time you go down there and actually pay it, you wind up, at 400. But the whole fight on bicycles for the last couple of decades is to say, on parity with cars, that we have the same rights as cars. We're a motorized vehicle. We pay our taxes. We get bike lanes. We get bike across the Bay Bridge. We're going to get a bike lane there. It's halfway done. That's what we're doing. But with that also comes the question of, okay, you have the rights. Do you have the responsibilities? Now, we already give people a pass, let's say, on you don't have to wear helmets if you're an adult. You can go around San Francisco on a night and you see somebody dressed totally in black without reflective gear and no lights. And now the question is, okay, so what is it when it comes to just following the law? And there was a group out there, including the council, that says, well, maybe we shouldn't, because that will inhibit people from riding bikes. And by this way, they don't have the money that people, the car has to do this. You get it. It becomes either traffic safety or social justice. Take your pick. Welcome to the Bay Area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.